Everybody, welcome to another episode of Alicia Shanice Reviews. I am your host, it's your girl Shanice, coming back at you with another podcast. We are on episode 298 in the return of BMF. So today we will be recapping BMF season 3, episode 1 and 2. I'm combining them together. Episode 1, Detroit versus Everybody, in episode 2, Magic Makers. So y'all already know how we do. We get into it, we break it down, we dissect it scene by scene over here on this platform. So that is what we are about to do. Really quick, if you need to get in touch with me, really all of the links are down in the description box, but Facebook is Alicia Shanice, Instagram is Alicia Shanice Reviews, and email is AliciaShaniceReviews13@gmail.com. As always, you guys can inbox, DM, or email me if you have any recap requests, if you have any businesses or brands that you're working on that you would like for me to shout out, or if you just want to say what's up, that is cool too. Inbox, DM, or email me. Also, if you listen to the podcast on Spotify, can you hit the follow button? Because that helps me out. And check out my music playlist. They're under Shanice Loves. Type that in. You'll see one. Click on the picture profile. It takes you to the rest. And I have every genre because your girl got some long range music ears. Don't forget to cop my book. It is out on Amazon. It is available in ebook, where it will be, if you purchase it off ebook, it downloads instantly. And paperback form, where it will be shipped to you within a few days. The Tale of the Park Hill Crew, written by your very own host, Alicia Shanice. The link is down in the description. So, I have ran my mouth long enough. Let's go ahead and get into the show, because the Power Universe has returned. We are Green Light Gang over here. We support everything 50 Cent over here. So, let's talk BMF.
All I need is one mic. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. All I need, niggas. All I need is one mic. Yeah.
Hey, y'all. It's your girl, Shanice. And I'm just coming in and check in with y'all to remind y'all to protect y'all energy, as I always say. Life is at, you know, we have very different stresses at an all-time high. Why not go ahead and take you guys a nice vacation at a reasonable price with a trusted travel agent, you know? And that could be a solo trip, a trip with your boo thang, a family trip, a girl's trip, a guy's trip, whatever. Just let me let y'all know this right now. Visit T-Booked It. T-B-B-O-O-K-E-D-I-T. Follow them on Instagram, or you can send them an email at tbbookedit@gmail.com. The world is a beautiful place. Let them go ahead and help you discover it. Go ahead and release those stress vibes and go ahead and enjoy your vacation. At TB Booked It, they got all the reasonable deals. And just let them know your girl Shanice, she sent you there.
Name is Shanice, and she's the one. Her name is Shanice, and she's the one.
At least you can wish me luck. Oh, what happened to wishing a nigga luck? I could clear the people's snake through the cardio buff. I was that nigga in the cut that they had thought won't be nothing. I just wanted to plan the streets, had forced my hand. I had to do something. BG people, you around like the Black Mafia family. No, I can't have speeches in my circle. Got rid of murders when I leave. Change changing key shit in my trap, break down a brick and Charlie go. I put my folder in some baggage, get a wrist to empty vessel. You ain't mobile, bring your ticket, throw and serve your life's a favor. How the hell you go from selling dope to selling out of range? You can win, bet it all. Roll the dice, life a gamble. Close your eyes and blow out a candle. At least you can wish me well. Trying to get the pain, I'm in and out of state. At least you can wish me well. In and in the state, it's hard to tell a state. I'm off the battle train. At least you can wish me well. I don't know how to hand. It's a realm of the ground. If
holler at me, man. At least you can wish me to really be the same. It's hard to tell his name. But for the bad, I'm straight. At least you can wish me
to. The things ain't that good. These niggas is ready. They don't know what's going on. That's how they know what's happening. I'm riding with the top down. Trunk full of Yoda. Get a pharmaceutical. I'm doing that Coca-Cola. 1,000 grams of Puritan. Fuck with the weirdos. It's going away the pain. Vein and dope in their vein. Shorty Brian Christmas ain't coming. Our pops locked up. When it hurts the worst, A's find out she knocked up. Welfare ain't an option when the feds come knocking. It's all fucked up. So we see love.
All right, y'all. Let's talk about it. We're going to recap Detroit versus Everybody. The description reads, Meech officially relocates to Atlanta in search of expanding BMF. Terry remains in Detroit to maintain the BMF enterprise. Meech learns that the move to Atlanta will be full of pleasant and unpleasant surprises. Then we'll talk about episode 2. The description reads, Meech focuses on expanding BMF into Atlanta, while Terry balances maintaining BMF and his family in Detroit. Terry looks for ways to generate revenue for BMF, and Meech comes through with the Colombian Connects. So, as always, BMF has to start off with our favorite slogan. The story you're about to see is loosely based on truth. Some of the names, characters, businesses, and events have been fictionalized for dramatic purposes. But a lot of this shit may have actually happened. And then, you know, of course, we get the sayings from Demetrius, Big Meech Flannery, from the beginning of the show. We migrate to more cities and states than other groups in America and always set the standard and make our mark, which makes Detroit the most loved and the most hated at the same damn time. So I did see everybody post. When I say everybody, I'm talking about out of the Green Light Gang, Lil Meech, 50 Cent, Randy Higgins, who is the writer for BMF, that BMF scored the series' highest audience for the season 3 premiere. So they did really good numbers for the season premiere last week. I did particularly like episode 2 better than episode 1. I really wasn't a fan of episode 1. I just didn't think it was really strong. I was already a little skeptical about season 3 of BMF. Y'all know how I felt about season 1. Season 1 was epic. It was amazing to me. I had no complaints. I was able to attend a premiere when it was here in Atlanta with the cast and crew. It was amazing. I enjoyed the entire season 1. Season 2 was very good too. The only reason why I didn't give it a 10 out of 10 for the season was because I think they did the character for Lamar over the top. They made him like the Incredible Hulk, and it was just so over the top. It kind of brought it down a little bit, but the affair with Charles kind of, you know, pulled it back up, because that was entertaining within itself to just see Charles go from how he was into sleeping with Miss Mabel. But, you know, it was a very solid season. I just thought Lamar's character was over the top and it got a little annoying to me. But with season 3, I was just skeptical because I'm seeing how they're bringing on so many different celebrities on the show. And I seen how they brought on Young Miami last season, and she, come on now, we seen what she did. And I just don't want them to go. BMF is already a great story within itself. You don't have to do too much with it. Big Meech, him and his crew, look how long, you know, they reign. You know, 20 years. You know, most drug dealers, even if they were big time, they were either dead or in jail by 91. Like, they went from the late 80s all the way to 2005. So clearly they did something right. And clearly, you know, everybody knows their story with the strip clubs, the Atlanta scene, the billboards. It was a story within a story. So it's not too much you have to do to big it up. It's already a story there. And I just think with adding so many people like the Young Miamis, and we see Sweetie, and they're adding 2 Chainz and Ne-Yo, and not taking anything from them, because Ne-Yo, I think he's doing a good job. I just think sometimes when you add so many celebrities in a show, that can overpower the show, because we're seeing them and not the thespian actors. You know, like when you look at the Raising Kanan, you can pull the emotion out of them with the Patina Millers and the London Browns. And, you know, even with, you know, you can just tell the difference sometime. But I'm definitely going to support it. I support everything 50 Cent over here. I'm an honorary member of Greenlight Gang, but I'm just hoping that they don't down the show with all of that. Episode 1, I wasn't too crazy about, to be honest, but episode 2 kind of pulled me back in. It was solid. So we're going to see what the season do, but no matter what, I'm definitely going to support it and recap every episode and watch it. And we'll see what it does. You know, I'm not knocking it down. I'm not putting it down at all. I just wanted my honest opinion. I was not crazy about episode 1. I didn't think it was the best, but it's still early on the season, so we'll see what it brings. We got T still in Detroit, so we still getting that good Detroit feeling. And then we got Meech, you know, moving to Atlanta to migrate and take over there. And we see it's coming with obstacles, because, you know, that's what it does come with when anybody goes to a new city trying to take it over. Hey, you got to touch the right hands, and you can't just go just like your big dog. You know, it's levels to it. So we know that Meech does his thing and definitely leaves his trademark. But, you know, it's showing it's from the humble beginnings. So anyway, we see episode 1 opens up, and it's Detroit 2007, and we got the Flannery brothers. They're being brought into custody after 2 years of not speaking and running the business on each side their own way. We learned that in the documentary when they did the mini docuseries. We seen that, you know, the 2 brothers was brought in. They hadn't talked. It was a big split. Covered all of that in the docuseries. Meech wanted to take the plea deal because they were bringing up like his father wanted to bring him in, his mom, his sister, and Terry wanted to take it to trial. Terry was more low key with his. Meech was more flamboyant, but one of the reasons they end up going down is because Terry was on the phone and got caught. So we see that they talk about that. And then it goes back to the original show, especially in how we ended for season 2 with Terry and Markeisha being shot down. And I don't even know why they did that scene like that, because she was the only one hit, and they showed them rushing her into the hospital. And the way how Saint and his crew pulled up and they got the blasting in that car, I don't see how neither one of them survived, but that's TV for you. But it showed her rushing in. She talking. I don't even understand how she is even conscious on how they let them bullets fly that close range to that car. But she is still alive and kicking, and Terry is having a panic attack. And we see Mama Lucille, Papa Charles, and little Nicole, and baby Mama Wanda come waddling in there. And Wanda just goes off. Wanda has had it with the disrespect. She didn't held Terry down. She felt like he just flung this old bitch around. She like, you know what? She should have died. Wanda don't hold nothing back. And Mama Lucille don't say a word. All she could say is apple don't fall too far from the tree. And Papa Charles like, Lucille, this is not the time. So, you know, we get the hospital scene, and Terry basically tells them it's not the time and tells them to leave. And Wanda walking out saying she should have, the old bitch should have died. So then we go down to Atlanta, and we see Meech is getting established there. He goes to meet up with Greeny. And remember, Goldie had referred him to go there before she ran out of town. And I am hoping that we get another appearance from Monique. I loved it, her character as Goldie. I want more of her. So we'll see if she comes back for season 3. But he goes to meet, you know, slick talking Greeny. And of course, nothing is free, especially in the A. So he lets him know, you know, if you want the introduction to the local cats and you touch the right hands, it's going to come with the cost, 15 racks. So after that, we go back to Detroit, and Terry is all in his feelings about, you know, the get back game. He want to get back on Saint. Saint to roll down on him and his old lady, and he ain't having it. He's in charge now. He is the jefe now, and he is ready to get back and to put that murder game down. And Hoop and the crew, You know, they trying to let them know, like, you know, we got to move right. We got to do this. They calling Meech. They telling Meech what happened. And Meech, he ends up calling Sterling, telling Sterling, don't let Terry pull that trigger. You handle that. So, in the A, Meech gets taken to the club Paradise, where all the exotic girls are. We see the stripper stripping. And Greeny is showing him around. We see him kind of do his little eye twitch at the girl Angel, who Meech is looking at, so we know that he's running that. Now, we end up meeting the new crew, which was Ty Washington's crew. Duffy, Stax, Diesel, Rip, and, you know, they were all connected with Ty Washington, and, you know, Meech goes over there and get introduced to the rest of them. Stax, portrayed by 2 Chainz, he ain't feeling Meech at first, because he, like, you know, he been looking out for Denise Deanna, portrayed by Young Miami, who I hope we don't see in this series no more with her acting, unless she goes to acting school. But we see Stax could possibly be a problem, but he might end up being, you know, a real one. We'll see. But he's kind of hesitant when it comes to, you know, Meech. And Meech is like, hold on, Ty was my family too, you know, but didn't Meech just meet Ty? I was a family, but never mind. Anyway, while they in there getting acquainted and, you know, Meech is talking that gift of gab with that Detroit game, the East Side crew run up in the club. Remy Ransom, he rolls in and Meech heads over there and, you know, it you know, gets the busting them bowls and, you know, hands get thrown. Now, we get the story on the A's Dope Boys, you know, when Duffy and them was talking. We see Ty, his connect is gone. So they don't have a connect because Ty Washington passed, you know, he got murdered and Meech just got back down there. So it's the best for his crew to team up with Meech. And it's so much going on because of the Techwood boys, which is Remy and his crew. And then they got the MKs, which Glock, he's Haitian, he runs that. So that's going to be the rivals for season 3. We got the MKs and we got the Techwood. But as the story went on, Techwood crew was pretty interesting. Remy, his whole backstory, he was pretty interesting to me. We see more of Terry making promises to Markeisha, being a simp like he was last season, talking about how he about to buy this big house, take care of them, whoop, whoop, whoop. Markeisha sitting there all smiling. Even later on in the episode when the police came in there, the 2 detectives, and tried to question her, she big and bad, talking about every inch. And I just do not like Markeisha's character. I don't. I'm sorry. She has annoyed me from the last season. I just don't like her character. But then we go to the projects and we see Remy and we see how he runs his projects. We see how he looks out for the kids. He walks them to schools. He pays people rent. Later on, we get the backstory of how his little brother was killed. And, you know, ever since then, he makes sure he take care of his own. I respect that. And I don't know where it's going with the Remy's character, but just knowing how Meech brought everyone together, and Meech wasn't really known for just violence like that. I mean, of course, he had in real life, he had the issues with Wolf, which was something crazy because it just happened at a club and they were actually cool before that. It didn't just show too much violence around BMF. They were very, very unified and they all took care of each other. So to be honest, I could kind of see towards the end of the series or this season, Remy kind of teaming up with them. It might end up to, you know, a few shootouts and, you know, a couple of the soldiers being taken out with the fallen soldiers, but Remy might eventually end up joining them because we know how Meech went on to unify different crews and, you know, BMF was nationwide. So we'll see what it does. But from this backstory we got from Remy, it was pretty cool. So we see Mama Lucille. She's still not fucking with Papa Charles. And he's still trying to hug her and hold her. And she's talking about she don't feel safe in his arms because when he touches her, all she sees is him hitting it from the back of Miss Mabel. And she's still going forward with the divorce. Even when Terry marches in, talking about he moving out the house, she tells Charles, okay, you can move in. You can move in Terry's room. Even when the little dude Roland came in with the groceries, putting that smile on Lucille's face that she ain't smiled in years for. And to me, we gonna see where it leads with Charles' character, because we know eventually he ends up doing some stuff with his sons. But I did like on season one how Charles' character, he was like a man's man. He was very old school. I don't kind of like the way that they're kind of like sonning Charles, you know, and especially in his own home, you know, making it sound like he's just some pathetic man when he's hardworking. You know, he's a hardworking old school man. I don't like the way how they're kind of downplaying that and just making it look like, I don't like what they're doing, but we're going to wait and see how it plays out. We also see, and I'm not even talking about the affair. I'm talking about just him being a man, and that is his house. You know, I get Meech went on and paid the mortgage off behind their back, but I just don't like the way how the Papa Charles character is kind of going right now, just because he is an old school man's man, you know, and how they kind of just let the guys just run in there like they run and stuff. I ain't really feeling that myself. But we're going to see where it takes us. We also see that Detective Ryan's son, Kevin, is still locked up, and he ends up getting moved to the detention center. We meet his mom, portrayed by Cynthia Bailey. She did a good job, of course. So we see that she basically signed off her rights. She works a lot, and her and Detective Brian, they're just going to have to come together and make that money. And Detective Brian is trying to do everything he can to get his son, you know, out of jail. And he just feels like the system is fucked up. B. Mickey is free. Terry, you know, having all type of congratulation parties. Meech is running Atlanta, and look at where his son is at. So it is a messed up situation for Detective Brian. So after that, we also learn that Meech puts Sterling to handle Saint, which he does do. And he does that so Terry doesn't have to get his hands dirty. He don't have to be the trigger man. And we see that Terry ends up bringing Markeisha to the Flannery house, knowing that Wanda Bell be there 24/7 with Mama Lucille. So Wanda Bell goes the fuck off, as she should, because Terry just don't give no damns. Terry don't give no damns, no fucks at all when it comes to Markeisha. He just brings her there. Wanda is pregnant. True enough, they're not together no more, but come on now. It's all about respect. It's a whole damn married woman. You know your baby mama be with your mama all the time. Bro, what you doing, simp? What you doing? So we go into a few scenes down, and we meet the new detective, Detective Anderson. She has family members who is high up in the police community, and she joins the precinct and is partnered with Detective Jen. So we're going to see how the two women detectives are do together. That's a big deal, especially back in the early 90s. You didn't see a lot of women detectives, especially not being each other's partner. Mainly it was a guy cop or and a woman cop together. So we're going to see how they do together. Detective Jen was a little standoffish at first, but, you know, they end up bonding a little bit. Mama Lucille, she gets a fresh start at her new church. So I'm not sure if we're going to see Pastor Swift in season 3, because Mama Lucille got tired of everybody looking at her and knowing her business about her affairs and her sons in the drug game. So they went to a new church, and Charles is marching at every step that Lucille puts down, because he's trying to get back in good. We also see the bricks arrive in the A. So Meech goes to work, and he ends up, you know, he's seen that Stacks was a little standoffish, especially about Ty Washington being killed. So he gives him a discount, and he like, you know, if the prices get out, we know Stacks did that. And we're going to see if Stacks is solid or not. We're going to see. We've seen the ambush in episode 2, but I'll talk about that in a minute. So we see it's not going to be easy, like, to start doing shit in the A for Meech, because it's just too much going on with the crews down there. Remy, he's solidified already. He has Atlanta blood all in him. He is the East Side, you know, and we see what he does on the East Side. And he got Techwood on lock, and then, you know, they got the killers from MK's, and they are from Miami. So it's already hustlers down there. They already got stuff on lock. And with Meech, he's really just a one-man team, because his new crew, yeah, they want to get money. Now they tight Washington crew, but that ain't his day ones. Of course, we know he going to be all right, because we know the real story. But is definitely going to be a challenge for him, as just coming down there as being, you know, a one-man team. And we even see that, you know, one of his new hustlers already get the body dropped off straight to him, his homeboy Dice. Tech Wood dropped the body off, and so we already see it's going to be a lot of bloodshed. So when we get to episode 2, we see Charles, he gets moved into Terry's room. Now that Lucille is moving forward with the divorce, Terry, he moves in with Markeisha. Well, at least he attempts to move in with Markeisha for a house he bought. And he, by the time he take his last box in, that's when this bitch decides she don't think they should live together no more. She's a confused old lady, and I just don't like her character. I'm sure the real woman probably was decent. I've seen her interviews to Nessa Welch. I didn't watch her movie, the one that Vivica Fox produced, the First Lady of BMF. I wasn't interested in that show, to be honest. And it looked at Lifetime-ish to me. I know the members of BMF, they didn't really sign off on it. That's her story to tell. Everybody has their right to tell their own story. But I wasn't really interested. I watched her full interview on Vlad. She had a story, and her and Terry was together for a real long time. Even though we see them breaking up in this scene, she'll be back. We'll see Lala again. Because if you go back to the, I don't know if it was, I think it was the first or second season when they showed, the second season when they showed an older Terry getting arrested by Detective Bryant. When he was looking at that picture, we seen an older him with Markeisha. So we know that she'll be back. We know that they were together for years. So we know that she'll maneuver her way back in. She's just confused at this moment and decides she's still married to Boom. So after Terry drags that last box in, sweating and tussling, she decides they shouldn't live together, making him go crawl back to Wanda Bell, and Wanda Bell decides to take him back. Am I mad at Wanda Bell? Am I judging Wanda Bell? No. She's young. She's pregnant with their second child. She's vulnerable. It happens. That's life. Especially for us women, sometimes we just give on in. She want her baby daddy. She want her family together. So she takes him back. Am I mad at her? No. Is she gullible? Yes. Will he break her heart again? Yes. So he, you know, goes and butter her up, getting her all wine back in, and they get back together. And we see Terry ends up making moves. He moves from the record store and opens up the restaurant. Because the record store, it was BMF, but it was more of a Meech thing. So, you know, he's starting over. He is in charge now. He's running things the way he wants to do it. So he turns, you know, there where they're going to wash their money through to, you know, a family restaurant. And that was, you know, I liked it that. And, you know, Terry might be a simp in the show, but the real Terry, he was definitely very business smart, very business savvy, and just low key. Got caught up talking too much on the phone, but he was, you know, low key. Now, we also see that K-9 been in there running his, K-9, he's been in lockup running his mouth. So the plug Cena, he done got locked up because K-9 been singing. And that causes two Colombians to show up at Charles' door looking for Dimitri. And Charles stands his ground, telling them, you know, you got the wrong house, because he didn't know if they was friend or foe. And Charles then backed down. Now, of course, he goes to the restaurant going off on Terry. And Terry's on the phone with Meech. So he grabbed that phone and goes off on Meech. And Terry goes looking for a new plug. Now, that's when we meet the new big bad Harrietta. And she wants to charge him $28 a key. She done already heard of BMF reputation and how they move like snakes. She's more outside of Detroit in the burbs. And as you know, he ends up agreeing to it because they need product. We see Peaches walking in. Now we know how Peaches got down. That was K-9 girl in season 2. We knew she wasn't about shit. So back in the A, Meech gets connected to Glock's plug. Well, he attempts to get connected with Glock's plug because they need a new plug. And he can't just go messing with anybody. So who got the best product? Glock. So why not go to his plug? Because once you getting your shit directly from the Colombians, that's pure. That is pure. You do not want to downgrade your product because ain't nobody gonna mess with you. That's gonna down your name. So he attempts to find ways to get connections with Glock's plug, but he got the best you know, product out there. Now back in Detroit, we see Nicole. She has eyes on her from her new little friend Breeze, who goes to her school and her new church. And not only do she got eyes all on her, and it has, you know, growing on up, wearing tampons and stuff, got her hair all curled. We see Mama Lucille got eyes all on her. She run into an old flame, good old Doc, Dr. Maurice. So we're going to see where that story leads to. Now, Meech meets up with Angel. Angel is one of the top girls in the strip club. She's Greeny's girl. He pays to get her attention. And Smooth talks her out to eat, telling her how special she is and how she could, you know, get treated, putting that Detroit game on her. And she ain't used to really hearing that. She used to everybody just coming at her probably about sex and her body. But, you know, he kind of talks to her like a woman. So, of course, she warms up and lets him know who Glock's plug is at. Now, while she was dancing on him when they made it back to the club, Greeny seen that. And I'm wondering, is Greeny the one who set up that ambush, or was it Stacks? I don't really think it was Stacks, but it could be. But I'm thinking it was Greeny, old slick ass, because we seen that the information she gave him when he went to go do it, it ended up being an ambush. Now, we see before the Colombians even showed up to help Meech, they went to Terry first, who declared himself Jefe, but they didn't want to mess with Terry because his reputation was already bad from fucking with Boom's wife. Doing stuff like that is bad for business, and real hustlers ain't gonna want to mess with you because that type of stuff is bad for business, and they already knew that. So we see Detective Bryant. He goes to see Blaze. Blaze is an ex-cop, but he's also a big hustler and got connections. And, you know, Bryant is in a tough spot. He goes to him for a favor to make some easy money so he can, you know, pay for a lawyer. And we also see who Blaze's daughter is. So this is going to be an interesting combination, because now Bryant is going to be intertwined with them. We know how Bryant felt about the Flannery brothers. And by the end of the episode, we've seen Harrietta is going to be on that another list for another one of their ones who hate them, with the rest of them, with Lamar, Bryant, and all the rest of them, because they pissed the old good old Harrietta off. Now back in the A, as I stated before, as y'all seen, it was all an ambush with Glock's plug when Meech and his boy showed up. Now, technically, I don't think Angel gave him the wrong information, but she could have. I personally think Greeny hating ass seen that shit and set something up and maybe let the MKs know. I don't know, but that's just like my theory. It could have been Stacks, but Stacks wasn't there when he said they got a name. So I'm thinking it probably was Greeny old hating ass when he seen how close Meech got the Angel. And he didn't set that up or twinkle his nose for her to go on over there to him. But it was basically an ambush. But we see the Colombians, Javier, Del Loco, they weren't playing that shit. They was there to save the day, and they took them MKs out. And, you know, we see that they had got word from Cena, and they came sorting, you know, looking for Meech. So that just shows you the dedication and shit. Meech don't mind putting that money, you know, getting that money, and, you know, they came looking for him, sorting him out. So the shootout begins between the Colombians and the MKs. The Colombians take the MKs out, and, you know, business is back on. And with the plug being back in, Harrietta product was mediocre. Terry backs out of his deal before he even paid that 28 a key, which pisses her the fuck off. And we know that's going to bring problems, especially now that Brian is going to be somehow associated with her and her father. Who? We also seen that she ended up messing with Peaches, and also Peaches caught the demise of her because she put her onto a connect who had mediocre product. And we see that Broke Brothers, you know, hey, they back on. They got their plug back. They got that pure shit. They doing good. Meech take his crew out to celebrate, and so does Terry. Of course, we see the difference of partying and different type of styles between the brothers. Meech gonna want to go out, do it big, want to go to the club, to the strip club. Terry, he just took him and his baby mama, his boys. They went to a restaurant, they eating good, just chilling, they lay back. Two different type of, you know, personalities and styles. And then we also see in A, Tina, Mo's little cousin, we met her in season two when Mo was braiding her hair. She is an A. She would already say she'd be an A all the time, so I'm pretty sure she's going to end up doing some type of work for Meech. And we see that Meech peeped out how slick Greeny ass was, which I think is the one who set up that ambush. And it shows towards the end of the episode, Meech and Loco, they stroll into the house. They both drunk as hell, talking about hard times. He talking about how he came over there from Cuba. And then Meech, he talking about how poor he was in Detroit. And they both pass out on the floor. And we see the plug start the BMIF boys out. So, you know, I'm definitely going to support... Episode two, I liked it more. I did like episode two more. See, episode one, I was not crazy about. But y'all know me. I'm Green Light Gang. I'm going to support it regardless. And, you know, I'm rooting for the show. It might turn out to be a really great season. But when I just seen, like, everybody they bringing on, I'm like, okay, we got Sweetie. We got the Brat. We got 2 Chainz. They bringing Cynthia Bailey from The Real Housewives of Atlanta. You know, they just bringing everybody on. I'm like, okay, I want to just see a really good show. And sometimes when you just really have them thespian, those actors, those Broadway actors, they bring out so much emotion. Like, even if we go to a show like Snowfall, you know, and we see Damson Idris, the way how he brought out that Franklin's character, or Uncle Jerome, you know how he brought out that character. These are actors. And then even if you go like something like Raising Kanan, those are thespian actors, you know, so they just know how to bring it. And it's okay to have, you know, a singer or a rapper, you know, here and there, but when you bring in so many of them, sometimes that can overshadow the show. But I got faith in the Power Universe. They don't really let us down. So we're gonna see how this season do. I'm a big fan of season one. Season two was solid. I just, once again, Lamar's character was over the top. But this is just the beginning, and they are bringing in some high, high ratings. They have already been picked up for season four. So we'll see what it does. Let's keep the hope alive. And like I said, episode two was much more better. So we'll see what episode three brings. And I am about to play the trailer for that right now. And then I have a sleeper for you guys in my Joe Budden style. Shout out to the Podfather, Joey. But here is the trailer for episode three. It's called Sanctuary.
Donald Trump is obsessed with revenge. I'm focused.
Sorry, y'all. That's an ad. And then we hear see old man Biden talking stuff about Trump. Hold on. Get rid of this ad. And then I'm going to play the trailer. All right, here it is.
And brotherhood, these two things. We got a bright future ahead of us. We need more manpower. That's why we're doing Jack the Rapper. No matter what they throw at us, we ain't skipping a motherfucking beat.
Meech, that's what Miami was for.
You think you deserve to have a free pass in my city? The world is my fucking oyster.
Yeah, episode three might be fire. It's to show up to my party, and it showed Papa Charles look like he was dressed like he was one of the hustlers. And then we see a lot of war brewing. We see the Harrietta chick, she blazing guns. We see the police showing up, and then we see Meech stepping the Glock. So it looked like it's gonna be war and partying. So I'm gonna keep hope alive for episode three. But episode two was definitely solid. I do have a sleeper for you guys in my Joe Budden style. And I'm going to play a song of the mood of how I feel right now and how I've been feeling this week. Here is Lil Boosie and Webby going through some things.
I've been going through some things, and don't nobody understand. Man, I won't write can. Man, I've been going through some things. Hoping my niggas stay the same, but they always change. I've been going through some things. I've been going through some shit. From my niggas to my bitch, and these niggas wanna snitch. Why? I wanna get rich, but sometimes I don't believe. Trying to sell 100,000, but they burning my CD. That's for niggas and bitches, please, won't you give me yo? Get your ass off that computer and buy the shit up off the shelf. Cause I wanna ride candy, man, just like the others. Sometimes I wish I should've took the good out like my brother. These niggas say they love you, but they still get so big. Call you a rat like that.
and try to steal your hope. I still cope, and these niggas wanna rap about you. Know you a soldier, but they still won't bring a savage out you to get exposed. And these hoes, they for the money. Tell your old lady dirty lies, but they know they funny. Check this out, in Baton Rouge, it's real real. And you can't go platinum now here, cause this ain't New York City. And all my cousins doing time plugging in the bin. I'm thinking about them every time I take a sip of him. And I ain't gon' lie, I don't wanna be like camouflage. I met him 1 week, till next week he died, almost cried. Dang. I've been going through some things, real. And don't nobody understand me, man. I won't write candy, man. I've been going through some things, hoping my niggas stay the same, but they always change. I've been going through some things, pissed off, man. And don't nobody understand me, man. I won't write candy, man. I've been going through some things, for real. Hoping my niggas stay the same, but they always change. I've been going through some things, cause I'm VIP, VIP. Ride through my city with my head bent like VIP until I'm OG. They got a lot of niggas signing deals, but they can't talk what I be talking, cause I skip the real till I get killed. And these niggas changing like a weather. Thank you, your nigga, but you looking at the fucking devil. Yeah, who want your belt and let that boy steady get she had. Jealousy got niggas creeping down to flush your ass. We living fast, but you know this side gotta be. Running cars, clothes, and hoes till they pop it beat. This for my niggas down in Texas on the fucking swings. Who got the whole other side of town, wanna spank them. And your booster may not be stressing cause the shit I did. Now when a rubber got me stuck now with 3 kids. This shit is real, wish I had a real friend to holler. They tend to laugh when I tell them about my fucking problems. But I be stacking the bed, it's so mama straight. When I'm gone, I've been praying for heaven, cause we've been wild with that crumb. Dang. I've been going through some things for real. Ain't no nobody understand me, man. I won't write candy, man. I've been going through some things, hoping my niggas stay the same, but they always change. I've been going through some pain, pissed off, man. And no nobody understand me, man. I won't write candy, man. I've been going through some pain, hoping my niggas stay the same, but they always change. I've been going sniffing galley, trying to ease the pain. Hoping my niggas keep it gutter, but they seem to change. That's why I'm solo blowing dodo in a different city. Thinking these niggas trying to do me, but they rolling with me. My whole is sickest, but she listen with the streets. What they streets say? They got me stressing, cause she might be leaving any day. I tried to pray, but when I holler, he ain't holler back. Why? That's why I'm missing prayers daily, trying to get these stats. Why that? Put this situation that I'm in. The judge trying to send me to the pen and get me 10 and do me in. Got me stressing on some major shit. My mama aging and my grandma when my baby sick. This hating shit got me one step away from kicking. This me against the world living, got all my people bitching. I look my mama in the eyes, told her to take a game. She like, who should leave it alone? Look at Craig Gaines.
All right, y'all. That Boosie Badass and Webby going through some things. And if y'all going through some things, keep your head up. Always remember to protect your energy and stay away from anybody who is an enemy to your energy. Keep going. Just the sky is the limit. And I have to tell myself that too. We all have our days, but we just gonna keep pushing. We just going to keep pushing. So I'm wishing you guys a beautiful and safe week and high vibrations and just love, light, and peace. Till next time, I should be back on tomorrow. I need to do a reading of the Tale of the Park Hill Crew. Please make sure you guys are tapping in for that, sharing it for me, please, 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 please. And we'll be back on next week for BMF Recap Season 3, Episode 3. So on that note, it's your girl, Shanice, and I'm out.
Hope you enjoyed the show with your girl, Shanice.
Oh, you know, man.